What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, July 12th, 2023, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday and whatever craziness will ensue in the coming days here. It's another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get through as much of it as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Now, the highlight of the day is that FBI Director Christopher Wray had to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee. They gave him a good old-fashioned grilling. They stopped short of censuring him or holding him in contempt, and probably because the FBI, as it did in the days of J. Edgar Hoover, maintains blackmail information on all of the key politicians. But at one point, Matt Gaetz showed this text message sent by Hunter Biden to a Chinese Communist Party official, Henry Zhou, back in 2017, demanding money for a business deal. And the message said, "I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment has not been fulfilled. You will regret not following my direction. I'm waiting for the call with my father." And then Matt Gaetz said to Christopher Wray, "You seem to not really be very curious about this message, almost suspiciously uncurious." And so, Gaetz basically said, "Are you protecting the Bidens?" And of course, FBI Director Wray said, "No, of course I could. I'm not protecting them. It's absolutely ridiculous." You know, so he got a little bit tense about that. Director Wray got visibly upset after Matt Gaetz called him out about this WhatsApp message. And, and Wray said, "I'm not protecting the Bidens." Gaetz said, "You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown. And everybody knows why you won't answer it, because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you." Now, Jim Jordan blasted Christopher Wray for the FBI illegally obtaining the bank records of Americans. And Christopher Wray came on back and said, "Well, you get records about Americans from all kinds of different places. I mean, it's just no big deal." Yeah, actually, it is. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And Director Wray was asked about FBI infiltrators in January 6th. And ESA asked him directly, "How many individuals that were FBI employees were in the January 6th entry to the Capitol?" And Wray said, "I really need to be careful here about what we have and have not used confidential human sources." In other words, he refused to actually answer the question. He also refused to answer any questions about the supposed January 6th pipe bombs, which we have since learned were harmless fakes. They could not explode. So, yeah. And let's see. Gaetz capped off the grilling of Wray with a real zinger here, saying that Wray failed to uphold his duties as director. He said, "But don't you see that's the kind of thing? You preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history. People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are. And the reason is because you don't give straight answers. You give answers that later a court deems are not true. And then at the end of the day, you won't criticize an obvious shakedown when it's directly in front of us. And it appears as though you are whitewashing the conduct of corrupt people." Now, another incident that came on up was the FBI's collusion with a Russian infiltrated intelligence agency in Ukraine. And this is really an embarrassment for the FBI, because they thought they were dealing with a Ukrainian intelligence agency, and this Ukrainian agency was sending, "We need this account shut down, we need that account shut down." And the FBI went on over and said, "Yes, we're going to advise you that this account needs to be shut down." And it turned out this intelligence agency has been infiltrated by the Russians. And so the FBI was actually following the lead from the Russians about attacking certain users and whatnot. Now, Harriet Hageman came on out and just said it straight. Neither you nor the FBI have any legal authority to circumvent the First Amendment by using a surrogate to do your dirty work, and that is exactly what you have been doing. Now, in the wake of this, funding for the FBI's new headquarters has now become a point of contention. The FBI is tired of that J. Edgar Hoover building. It's so 70s, and they want something new and spiffy. And actually, what they're asking for is a building that will actually be larger than the Pentagon. At least that's what they're asking for. And House Judiciary Committee Republicans got into the fight because Virginia and Maryland are sort of arguing back and forth. You should be here. And they said, no, maybe you ought to go down to Alabama because you've already got a very nice facility down there in Huntsville that was recently renovated. And you could just move into that for a lot less money. All righty, getting on back to the White House. This is a good one. The Secret Service is refusing to comply with a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Well, actually, it's a request right now. It's probably going to turn into a lawsuit regarding the cocaine that was found in the White House over the July 4th weekend here. And the Secret Service is claiming that disclosure of the requested information could potentially interfere with enforcement proceedings. And if you believe that one, I've got some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you here. Now, over at CNN, something interesting is going on. Remember Jake Tapper? You know, before the 2020 election, you know, he was out there denying the Hunter Biden laptop story. He had all kinds of guests on the show saying it's Russian disinformation. And all of a sudden now, Jake Tapper is claiming he will not shy away from covering the Hunter Biden laptop and the myriad crimes and scandals that it documents here. And I think this is another indication that the decision has been made someplace not to run Joe Biden next year. And because he's not doing very well, he kind of embarrassed himself again over in London and Vilnius here. Now, Joy Behar of The View tried to come to Biden's defense, saying that she was actually turned on by Joe Biden's vulgar rants at White House staffers. Well, that's kind of a weird comment because Joy doesn't hang out at the White House all that much. And to the best of my knowledge, Biden hasn't screamed at her, but she's turned on. She thinks it's a good thing. Boy, they are definitely scraping the bottom of the barrel for excuses. Now, Democrats are starting to get worried over the candidacy of Dr. Cornel West. He's a philosophy professor. He's a media personality. He is running under the Green Party, and Democrats are worried that he's going to take votes away from the Democratic candidates, especially Joe Biden. So they're very, very nervous about him. Okay. There's a new poll out from YouGov, The Economist, and it shows that more black Americans support last month's Supreme Court decision to strike down race-based admission policies. More blacks liked it than oppose it. And apparently, according to the poll, 44% of black respondents said they are at least somewhat support the recent rulings in Students for Fair Admissions versus University of South Carolina and Students for Fair Admissions versus Harvard, which eliminated race-based admission practices from college campuses. 36% of blacks disapproved of the decision. Okay, now getting into next year's election, there's an interesting article coming out of Katie Johnson. And it starts out observing that the New York Times has been churning out an amazing number of hit pieces on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And on Tuesday, they published an audio essay, Why I Regret Debating Robert F. Kennedy, by opinion columnist Farhad Manju. Now, Manju debated Kennedy in 2006 about the legitimacy of George W. Bush's 2004 win against John Kerry, believing that Kennedy's skepticism of the election results was dangerous. Well, yes, skepticism of election results is dangerous to those who are rigging our elections. And so basically, forget about Russia, forget about China. The biggest source of election interference we're going to see next year is from the corporate media, from social media. They are going to be trying as hard as they can to sell us the lemon of a second Biden term in office. Okay. And, you know, they're out there saying, oh, you know, RFK Jr. is a conspiracy theorist because, you know, he thinks there was a conspiracy in the assassination of his uncle, which, by the way, is the conclusion the House Select Committee on Assassinations came to. There have been multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza. By definition, there was a conspiracy. All righty. Lawmakers in the Capitol Hill are gearing up for a round of debates over forthcoming election bills in the next few weeks. Central to the discussion will be the proposed restrictions on ballot drop boxes, a prominent element of Republican proposals nationwide. Because we've seen the videos. We saw 2,000 mules. Those ballot drop boxes were one of the major vectors for election fraud. So basically, the results of these debates could redefine the contours of the 2024 presidential election, creating new fault lines between proponents of expanded voter access and advocates of stringent election integrity measures. Well, again, go back to 2000 mules. We know that this expanded voter access was abused, to put it delicately. And let me see. I think I've got a statistic here that we need to look at. Yeah. Okay, back in 2020, Pennsylvania sent out 1,823,148 mail-in ballots. They got back 2,589,242 mail-in ballots. Somehow, those numbers are not adding up. Alrighty, so they're going to be trying to pass some bills here. Certainly, they'll get through the House. The Senate will probably kill them. And we're going to have another stolen election. And I think one more obviously stolen election is going to be really, really kind of a triggering event for the American public, because they know what's going on. They're tired of it. They have been suffering for the last 2.5 years with the results of the last stolen election. And they really don't want any more of that. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, the Board of Elections over in Spalding County, and this is Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, tabled a motion to use, quote, only systems that can be publicly verified and that will garner public trust in their accuracy. In other words, they had a motion to say, we've got to have machines that can be open, transparent, verifiable. And they said, nah, we'll just table it for now. Who needs an honest, accurate voting machine? I mean, what do you guys think this is, a democracy? Now, let's get back to Sound of Freedom, because the main talking point that is coming out from the liberals is that it's all a fantasy. It's all a QAnon conspiracy theory. There's no such thing as, you know, wide-scale pedophilia and child trafficking and everything. We had that one caller in the show yesterday said, it's all just hype. So let's see. We're going to start with this story. A U.S. Marine has been arrested after a 14-year-old girl with learning disabilities who had been missing was found inside his barracks. And her family claims the young girl was sold to him for sex. So, you, the proud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I posted a flashback article at whatreallyhappened.com, and this goes back to 1994, and it was called the Franklin Scandal. And this was a child sex trafficking operation. It was the biggest pedophile scandal up to that point in the history of the United States. It received very little coverage from the corporate media, not unlike Sound of Freedom. Most Americans never heard of it. Now, former Republican Senator John DeCamp was involved in the production of a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence. It was to air May 3rd, 1994 on the Discovery Channel. This documentary exposed a network of religious leaders and Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex. In the last minute before airing, unknown congressmen threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation if the documentary was aired, and so Discovery Channel yanked it from the rotation. Now, there had been a VHS version available for sale. Almost immediately, some unknown party came on in and bought them all up and had all the copies destroyed. Fortunately, however, there was an editing work tape that still existed, and it was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and Attorney John DeCamp, who made it available to retired FBI Chief Ted Gunderson. Now, the video is not really good quality because it is an editor's work tape here, but it, you know, it talked about the Franklin Credit Union, the guy who was running that was part of this whole scandal. This reached all the way to the White House. It really did, and there were a few newspaper stories, and so this stuff has been going on for quite a while, and it's a reality. I mean, what do you think they arrested Jeffrey Epstein for? What do you think they arrested Ghislaine Maxwell for? Yes, trafficking children for sexual purposes is a real problem, and I think it's time that it was dragged into the light, out from under its rock, and people just deal with it and say, yes, this is happening, and it's time to find a way to put a stop to it. Now, out in California, they're going the other direction. The Assembly Public Safety Committee blocked Senate Bill 14, a measure that sought to categorize human trafficking of minors as a serious felony in California. Now, the bill had previously cleared the Senate with bipartisan support, and it was then shot down in the Assembly Public Safety Committee, which, you know, resulted in a huge public outcry. Because right now in California, human trafficking of a minor is considered a minor wrist slap offense here. And so it's amazing. Now let's get on over to the Mouse Place. This last holiday weekend down at Disney World, it was just about empty. I mean, you would expect there to be huge crowds. And I remember the crowds that we used to see at the Anaheim Park when we lived in Southern California. And it was like, wow, not quite a ghost town, but almost there. And so the Disney parks are all losing huge amounts of money. The Disney Empire is losing money like crazy. And it's because of, you know, the decisions they're making in terms of wokeness and content. The latest Disney production is a cartoon about a girl who inherits a ritualistic killing, blood-drinking cult from her father. What a storyline. I have absolutely no interest in seeing this thing. And basically, it's called Praise Petey, and it follows the story of the daughter. And it's really, it's amazing here. Now, a little bit of good news. In the next state south of here, there was this farmer whose identity remains undisclosed for reasons that will be obvious, was basically working in his cornfield and stumbled across a treasure trove of Civil War-era gold coins in his cornfield. $1 gold coins, $5 gold coins, $20 gold coins, over 600 gold coins dating from 1850 to 1862. It's now known as the Great Kentucky Hoard, and it contained 18 $20 gold Liberty coins minted in 1863. One of these coins previously got almost $100,000 at auction. So this Kentucky hoard, millions of dollars. It's like he won a prize in the lottery, and I can imagine he's very, very happy about that. I certainly would be. I certainly would be. All right, let's talk about COVID and medical issues. And there was an interesting article that came out of Lou Rockwell about why Pfizer stopped the COVID vaccine trial. And he starts out by pointing out that there's no randomized trial data available for the use of the COVID-19 shot in pregnant women. And Pfizer cut its pregnancy trial short. But this did not stop the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from recommending COVID-19 injections for everyone 6 months and older, including people who were pregnant, breastfeeding, trying to get pregnant, or those who might become pregnant in the future. They didn't have any data. And Dr. Martin McCary, a professor at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, said not having any good data didn't seem to bother the CDC. Okay, and he says it's important that pregnant women need to know that the shot has not really gone through thorough testing on pregnant women before they let that needle get stuck into their arm. And this whole process has been hugely corrupt. All right, we have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about health-related matters. And down in Peru, the government has declared a 90-day national state of emergency due to an explosion of cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. And the syndrome is not contagious. It is basically known to be, in some cases, an adverse reaction to vaccines. And apparently they've had a huge, huge problem with that down there. And so they've got a 90-day state of emergency. Now, the exact cause of Guillain-Barré syndrome is not known, but it is officially listed as a reaction in those who received the Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines, both of which were widely administered in Peru, which has a national vaccination rate of 92%. Okay. Another article from Lou Rockwell: the World Health Organization is a real and present danger. They're still talking about this international pandemic treaty, which when there's a declared pandemic, government shifts to the World Health Organization. And I've been saying for quite some time that the platform on which they want to build the one world government rests on three pillars. One is a pandemic requiring a global health authority. The second one is climate, requiring a global climate authority. And the third one is an economic crash leading to a global bank and a global currency. And that's, we're well on our way to all of that here. So our governments intend to transfer decisions over our health, families, and societal freedoms to the Director General of the World Health Organization whenever he or she declares it necessary. And the success of the transfer depends on public ignorance of its implications of the nature of the World Health Organization itself and its recent pandemic policy reversals, which basically amounts to an admission that they were guessing just as much as anybody else. So in late 2019, the World Health Organization issued new recommendations for pandemic influenza. Now, influenza spreads by the same mechanism as COVID-19 aerosols, and with a similar mortality in most people. And the World Health Organization stated it is not recommended in any circumstances to undertake contact tracing, quarantine of exposed individuals, entry and exit screening, and border closures. They envisioned that in a severe pandemic, it may be necessary to close businesses for up to 7 to 10 days. Then a few months later, they completely reversed themselves, saying that, yes, we had to have all these things, masks, 6-foot separation, all the rest of it. So it's not science, it's politics is what's going on here. All right, let's talk about the international news. The NATO summit in Vilnius basically wrapped up today. It was a 2-day summit. Did not go very well for Zelensky. In fact, there's a picture of all of these world leaders on stage talking with each other, and Zelensky's kind of standing alone. And the look on his face, he's not a happy man. He's definitely not a happy man here. So starting off with this article from Aleppo News, we're still seeing Western experts and media still pushing for NATO's direct participation in Ukraine, which NATO says is not going to happen. That's why Zelensky's upset. And on July 8th, foreign affairs commentator Simon Tisdale published an article in The Guardian called "Defeat for Ukraine would be a global disaster. NATO must finally step in to stop Russia." Well, Simon, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your camo outfit. And watch your head climbing into that military transport and go have fun. The rest of us, we're going to sit this one out. So, yeah, there's still a segment of our society that wants to confront Russia. Now, apparently, there is, they're looking at the House's annual defense policy bill. There's a provision in there that would create a special inspector general for Ukraine aid, basically copied on the special inspector general for Afghanistan reconstruction. The White House has come on out saying it absolutely does not want an inspector general for Ukraine aid. And it makes it obvious they got something to hide. Part of it may be the fact that Zelensky is taking a lot of these weapons that his troops don't know how to use and just selling them on the black market and pocketing the money. Frankly, he should be sending it back to us if he can't use it. But that seems to be where it's going. And there's been a lot of cash. It just seems to have vanished into thin air. And Biden doesn't want us ordinary people to find out where that went here. So anyway, now Marjorie Taylor Greene has unveiled amendments to pull the U.S. out of NATO and end Ukraine funding. And apparently she got enough of a reaction where other members of Congress are screaming for a law to make it illegal for the president to pull out of NATO, which I'm not sure passes a constitutional test here. Now, Donald Trump is out there slamming Biden's move to send cluster munitions to Ukraine, saying that this could basically put us on the path to World War III with really big bombs and really a lot of dead people and horrific death and destruction. And he says it's all being caused by an incompetent administration, and he's absolutely right. And as I said yesterday, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the NATO summit. We're talking about Ukraine. And what Zelensky clearly wanted was for NATO to admit Ukraine and become directly militarily involved in Ukraine, because without NATO's direct involvement, Zelensky is toast, and he knows it. Okay, all these weapons and all this money that's been poured into Ukraine, the Russians are blowing most of it up before it even gets to the front line. They've got a really good intelligence network, probably from all the ethnic Russians inside there, and they know where everything is, and they're bombing it here. So NATO basically came on out, and they accepted two other nations. I think it was Sweden and Finland and Sweden. And they promised to fast-track Ukraine's membership, but they didn't give a date for that to happen. And that's why Zelensky is upset, because he's not going to be able to last much longer. He's running out of everything. He's running out of people. He's running out of ammunition. Everybody's running out of ammunition, at least on our side of the battle. And, you know, little fact of war, when you run out of bullets, you've lost. Just something to keep in mind here. All righty. Joe Biden, again, a little bit of embarrassment. And as I said yesterday, let's allow for the fact that he's jet lagged. But apparently, after they took the group photo at the NATO summit, Zelensky had to tell Joe Biden, come this way, to get him off the platform here. So anyway, Biden looked weak and confused. And it's not a good image to be projecting to the rest of the world right now. All righty. Now, Ben Wallace warns Zelensky that people want to see gratitude from Ukraine for the military aid it has received to fight Russia. And said, you know, the West is not Amazon. We're not just going to keep on doing deals here. And Zelensky did put out a very short, very insincere video, which is on social media right now. And, you know, I'm not convinced that he's really grateful. I'm seeing that he basically wants more, needs more. He's in trouble. Now, Medvedev is saying that Russia will continue the special operation in Ukraine. The goals remain exactly the same, the protection of ethnic Russians in the eastern part of that country, because following the 2014 coup d'etat, the installed puppet regimes were targeting the ethnic Russians, and Putin finally came on in and said, we're not going to do that anymore. And to give you an idea, a little perspective on this, let's say that a whole bunch of American expats are living down in Mexico, and all of a sudden President Obrador decides he's going to start just killing off all those pesky Americans because their expectations are too high. What would you expect the U.S. military and the president to do about Americans being killed in another country? I think that falls under the heading of we've got to go get those people and we've got to keep them alive here. So Sergei Lavrov is out there saying that the Ukraine conflict will not end until the West drops its plans to defeat Moscow. And this is Sergei Lavrov. He was being interviewed with an Indonesian newspaper and said, you know, the West has to give up their plans to dominate and defeat Moscow. The goal of the U.S.-led collective West is to strengthen its global hegemony. I don't know that that worked out very well. I think probably as given Biden's poor performance at the NATO summit, we may have seen yesterday and today the return to the multipolar world, which I think would be kind of a good thing here. And Zelensky is taking huge, huge losses. They have lost 26,000 soldiers since the start of the counteroffensive, 3,000 items of military hardware, including 21 planes, 5 helicopters, 1,244 tanks, other armored vehicles, 17 German-made Leopard tanks, and let's see, 5 AMX tanks produced by France, 12 U.S.-made Bradley infantry fighting vehicles. So, it's not going well. Don't let anybody kid you. This is the second military disaster in a row, courtesy of our war president, Joseph Biden. Now, I mentioned yesterday that France was taking a huge risk sending long-range missiles to Ukraine, because if Ukraine attacked parts of Russia outside the conflict zone, Russia would understandably say this is, you know, France bears responsibility for this. And sure enough, Russia is issuing a veiled threat against Europe over the French long-range missiles. And so getting tense over there. Meanwhile, I mentioned before, they've got really good intelligence. There was a Russian strike, destroyed the warehouses where these long-range missiles were being stored. Boom. Now, use it for target practice here. Alrighty. The UK has announced that they cannot increase weapons production. They don't have the capacity. They can't send any more ammo to Ukraine. The United States is saying we're not producing enough ammo. We're depleting our stockpiles. Yeah, everybody's running out of stuff here in the West. Meanwhile, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia have agreed to open their airspace to NATO military operations and signing a declaration to that effect on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Vilnius. So you have everybody's lining up for the big war. Now, before arriving in Vilnius, of course, Joe Biden was in London visiting with King Charles. Did not go over very well. In fact, there's an article that came out of the Gateway Pundit saying that Biden was out of touch. He's starting to bully people. and outside the White House is bullying people, and that he may have damaged the special relationship with Great Britain because of his protocol faux pas involving the honor guard, and then putting his arm around King Charles' backside. That's a hideous breach of protocol. Down in Cuba, the United States has sent a nuclear-powered submarine to Guantanamo Bay. This got the attention of the Cuban Foreign Ministry. And the submarine arrived on July 5th and stayed for 3 days. Then it left. But Cuba is saying this is a provocative escalation. And once again, Cuba is talking about the U.S. needs to basically return Guantanamo to the Cuban government and take their soldiers and their torture equipment and go home. Meanwhile, over in North Korea, just days after firing a test intercontinental ballistic missile, actually, they did that. That was last week. And so they're ramping up their ICBM program just days after North Korea threatened to shoot down U.S. military reconnaissance planes flying over their territory. So everybody's getting twitchy out there. It's bad signs all around. Meanwhile, NATO leaders are slamming China for Russia ties and Taiwan threats in the sternest rebuke to date. And NATO basically came on out at China's coercive policies and deepening strategic partnership with Russia. And, it's NATO's growing aggressiveness that is pushing Russia and China together. It's obvious a big war is coming and everybody's choosing up sides right now. Now, over at the United Nations, according to Slate News, the UN now sees itself as the seat of the coming one world government. This is where it gets kind of tricky, because a lot of people say we should have a one world government, but everybody seems to think it should be them. So you've got the World Economic Forum sees themselves as being the seat of government and so forth and so on. But now the United Nations is positioning itself as an unelected one world government. And the United Nations is planning to unveil proposals for the unprecedented expansion of its influence during the upcoming Summit of the Future conference next year. Included in the proposals are policies that would grant the UN an emergency platform during global crisis events. Now, if you allow a government or a ruler to have emergency powers during a crisis, they're motivated to create the crisis, aren't they? So, now something's going on out at Travis Air Base, and there is a group called Flannery Associates, which is buying up land all around the air base. Nobody can find who Flannery Associates really is, and they bought over $1 billion of land, 52,000 acres, surrounding the Air Force base. And the thing is, most of that land is kind of useless, can't be used for agriculture. And so, people are wondering what the heck is going on. Article out of freebeacon.com, almost 40% of U.S. attack submarines are out of commission. The U.S. attack submarine fleet is 49. 18 of them are out of commission for repairs. A decade ago, it was just 12. So the problem is getting worse. And the Congressional Research Service said the backlog was due to insufficient number of workers and facility constraints, along with supply chain issues. Well, excuse me, but where is all this money going that gets poured into the Pentagon? Where is it being spent? What are they doing with it all? And if we have almost 40% of our attack submarines out of service, that sort of argues against getting into a naval conflict with someplace like, Russia or China. Okay. Another article from Lou Rockwell talking about why the U.S. Armed Services cannot recruit. And, despite the drone of hostile propaganda against Russia, China, and Iran, the U.S. Armed Forces cannot recruit. All sorts of reasons are offered. One is the American job market is too good. Only 25% of Americans are fit enough to pass the standards, which keep getting lowered, and so forth and so on here. The real reason for recruitment failure is the recruitment message to the white heterosexual males, especially from the racist South that have always been the backbone of the military services. The message is join the military and be discriminated against. You'll be required to take classes to learn that you have white privilege, that you are racist, misogynist, homophobic, transphobic. You will not be promoted. The U.S. military has too many white officers. Your officers will be blacks, feminists, homosexuals, and transgendered freaks who have been taught to hate heterosexual white males as vicious and violent exploiters, and they will take their learned hatreds out on you. You'll be psychologically tortured and made unsure of yourself. In fact, you and your despicable kind in the civilian population are the main enemy, as seen by the U.S. Armed Forces. Maybe a little bit of an exaggeration there, but it's there's a basis for it. And it's illustrated by this article out of Your Destination Now, where Joe Biden's administration is fighting back against a new provision in the annual defense spending bill that would require military promotions to be based solely on merit and not on race or gender. And, of course, Biden can't really, stand that here. And one of the solutions the Senate is looking at is perhaps actually lowering the recruiting goals so they can say, see, we met our recruiting goals this year, but it still means we've got a smaller military force. And the part that really bothers me, we are headed into a major war. That much is obvious. And yet Biden wants a military force that is built up of officers promoted because of their race, their orientation, their gender, rather than people who actually know how to fight and win a war. That, to me, is a recipe for an absolute disaster. It's like Joe Biden wants to lose the next war. Why not? He's already lost two of them. Third time's a charm. All right, getting into the economic news here, Zero Hedge is reporting U.S. consumers are suffering in a less than robust economy. That's putting it delicately here. And Keynesian policies are damaging what they were intended to support, and no example is more evident than the United States. Okay. And back in 2021, Judy Shelton said the recovery would be much stronger without the stimulus package. And she was right. Massive government spending and currency printing have left a much weaker labor market and poorer citizens. So workers are not satisfied, and there's a reason for it. All the money printing has created elevated inflation and a recovery where the United States has seen 26 consecutive months of negative real wage growth. And there's something you need to understand about inflation. It's a hidden tax, okay? Because when they print up more money, the money that is already in your pocket, the money you've already worked for, loses value. It's like the government is reaching into your pocket and taking out more taxes to keep themselves solvent a little while longer here. Okay, it looks like the Biden-McCarthy Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023 will rival the Inflation Reduction Act, otherwise called the Green New Deal, in its Orwellian meaning and outcome. Just 5 weeks after the deal was hatched, the Treasury has issued over $1 trillion, with a T, dollars in new debt. So if you're wondering why the prices keep going up at the store, that's a big reason right there. Okay, Bank of America is going to pay over $100 million to customers and $150 million in penalties for illegal and deceptive banking practices. This is coming out of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And basically, they're saying customers were harmed by the bank's illegal and deceptive tactics. And by the way, Bank of America's had a bad reputation for a lot of years here. So... Bank of America did things like double charging insufficient funds fees, withholding promised credit card rewards, and unauthorized opening of accounts using sensitive customer data. Now, in addition to the CFPB's order, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has deemed the bank's double dipping on fees as illegal. Consequently, the bank will be required to pay $90 million in penalties to the CFPB and an additional $60 million to the OCC. And as for the ordinary customers who got stiffed on all of this, probably buck and a half, two bucks, something like that. Now, it turns out three of the largest tax preparation firms sent extraordinarily sensitive information on tens of millions of taxpayers to Facebook's parent company, Meta, over the last 2 years. This is coming out of a report in Congress. And they are encouraging federal agencies to investigate and potentially go to court over the wealth of information that H&R Block, TaxAct, and TaxSlayer shared with the social media giant. And the first question I have is, why would Meta even be interested in that information unless they're trying to build financial profiles for more targeted advertising? But in any event, it is a breach of our privacy, and it's just gotten completely out of control. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did the tower.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, we've been talking a lot about artificial intelligence And for those of you who don't know what that means, Kamala Harris did a wonderful explanation where she came out and said it's two letters and it stands for artificial intelligence. Thank you, Kamala. I never would have guessed that myself here. Anyway, one of the concerns about the emergence of AI is the potential for technological job displacement. New technologies come along, human workers are no longer needed, and if there isn't an alternative employment for them to go to, it can cause hardship. And we're already dealing with some economic hardship here. So over in India, there is a startup, and the CEO just laid off 90% of the support staff after somebody built a chatbot powered by artificial intelligence that apparently can handle customer queries much faster than the human beings. So Sumit Shah, the founder and CEO of Dukaan, a Bangalore-based e-commerce company, said on Twitter that the chatbot, built by one of the firm's data scientists in just 2 days, could respond to initial customer queries instantly, where his staff's first responses were sent after an average of 1 minute and 44 seconds. And the average time taken to resolve a customer's issue dropped by almost 98% when using the chatbot. And he said the job cuts were tough but necessary. So I'm hearing a lot about AI. It's the big coming thing. Everybody's leaping on board. And at some point down the road, there will be a shakeout. But I'm certainly finding it an interesting subject here. Okay, now the Texas House and Senate have reached an agreement in principle on an $18 billion proposal that will deliver the biggest property tax cut in Texas history. And that is certainly going to start drawing a lot of more people from these very high-taxed blue areas down to Texas. Let's see, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals again denied West Coast cities the ability to remove homeless people from the streets unless they can provide enough shelter for all of them. That's going to be virtually impossible when you consider how many homeless people there are. They can't even fully house the illegal immigrants here. Story coming on out of Station Gossip. The globalists are now saying that it's time to end private ownership of all cars and trucks. Now, you might be able to get away with that in a well-designed city. I remember, in Disneyland in Anaheim, Tomorrowland, they had that people mover system. That actually kind of worked. And, you know, Walt Disney really did spend a lot of the money at the park exploring new ways to do things and get around, like the monorail and so forth. So, but in the rural parts of the country, I don't think so. I really don't think so here. Getting into immigration, Illinois has granted housing rights to illegal immigrants. And that is sending home prices for legal citizens right through the roof. And basically, Governor Pritzker is saying the immigration status is now a protected class. And you can no longer deny housing to illegal immigrants. And it's having a horrific effect on the housing market. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.